It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Afternoon. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Let's get through some of the top stories here. And then we're going to, later this hour, we got your weekend movie preview. Actually, I have quite a few movies out in the theater today. And we also have your today Sign of the Apocalypse. Next hour, going to go over our jobs report. And we have this this week in science as well. So some of the top stories going on here. We are at Ukraine's 1 year, or the Ukraine war's 1 year anniversary, and so there's a lot's happened over this past year. Well, one of the things that just happened recently, China now, who remember they had a top diplomat go to Russia last week or earlier this week. And that now China is calling for a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. They, people have been saying or assuming or accusing, whatever you want to call it, accusing or assuming that China is not a neutral player in this, that they are supporting Russia. And there was even buzz about them possibly providing weapons and firearm ammunition, things to Russia. And now here they're calling for a ceasefire. NATO's chief, though, says that China did provide weapons to Russia still, and that was a big mistake. So it's kind of like, hey, ceasefire, but here's some guns just in case you don't want to do it. It's like, okay. The Alex Murdaugh trial is going on today. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not interested in this at all. Winter weather up in Michigan. They had an ice storm that has knocked out power for 700,000 people. And you know what? I've been through a few ice storms when I lived in Tennessee. Man, ice storms are, they're beautiful, first of all. Gorgeous. But at the same time, the damage from ice storms where they just, massive trees come falling down, massive branches come down. Of course, you can't drive on the roads. It's horrendous. Power lines get weighed down by the ice and they come crashing down. It's crazy how much more damage an ice storm can do than just like a snowstorm or a blizzard or something like that. Some of the other stories in the news here. The Dow dropping today. Dow futures dropped more than 300 points. Stock market fell because of inflation data. So inflation rose in January. Yeah, so all these efforts we're trying to do of increasing the interest rates and everything, no, inflation's still going up. Then, let's see here. GOP, the Republicans, have set a date for the first debate. It's going to be in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is going to be the very first date. First one, it's going to be in August. And okay. I mean, we got a ways still before any of this is going to happen, but they're at least trying to set things up, I guess you'd say. The debate criteria and all that, that's not been settled yet. But they're starting to at least roll out the schedule for the 2024 primary. So that's I'm just like, okay, that's a long way. So right now there's only two major candidates who have thrown their name in the ring, and that's of course Trump and Nikki Haley. But Tim Scott is rumored to gonna go ahead and jump into the race, and Governor Ron DeSantis, and there's at least a handful of others that are rumored to possibly throw their name in the hat as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdown throughout our area. Sorrento Road heading westbound towards Bower. Expect to wait at that light for a good bit leading up to that intersection. And we do have an accident on Highway 90 in Milton. This is going to be Highway 90 just off of Stewart Street. It's near a Milton Quality Bakery. Accident causing slowdowns in both directions. Typical delays on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, so expect that. And 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Right before you get to Gondolier Boulevard, you're going to wait near the Nature Preserve and have some slow traffic there too. If you do see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line. Traffic line number is 850-262-6111. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth, LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So there is a couple of stories here. One, we're talking about the bad weather up in Michigan, but apparently L.A. County in California has a blizzard warning. It's the first blizzard warning since 1989. That is hitting that area. So mostly over in the hills and the mountains of L.A. County, but still, that's wow. And I'm seeing the pictures, and it's just crazy that's what's going on over there. North Korea fires more test missiles. They fired four more test missiles to show their ability to launch a nuclear attack. Harvey Weinstein got 16 years. Additional, remember yesterday we talked about R. Kelly, his were going to be simultaneously served. These are additional years that Harvey Weinstein gets. And then a teenager was arrested after bringing an AR-15 to a basketball game in Raleigh, North Carolina. It was a high school basketball game, and he brought this AR-15. I was trying to look at details, like why did he bring it? Was he bringing it to shoot? Was he bringing it to show off and just wasn't thinking? Don't really have any other details right now. It's just that he was detained for bringing the rifle there. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Don't miss the annual Pensacola Habitat Food Truck Festival. Comes up tomorrow and Sunday. Tomorrow and Sunday. Doors open at 10 a.m. And follow Pensacola Habitat for Humanity on Facebook for more information. Also, just a reminder, you can schedule your free tax assistance from the United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program if you make $60,000 or less. Just dial 211, and you can schedule your time today for free tax assistance. They're going to be operating from four sites. They'll be operating from the Pensacola State College's main campus, the Milton campus, the Warrington campus, and at Goodwill over on Olive Road. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Coming up next, top trending news.
So close to you right now, it's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love bars down on me, surround me like a waterfall.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So Independence for the Blind's Eyeball comes up March 11th, 6 o'clock at the Hilton, at the ballroom at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. Change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets to help provide programming for clients to reach maximum independence in their lives. Get more details at newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, the trial of Alex Murdaugh is adjourned until Monday morning. Murdaugh admits he lied to police, stole money from clients, and was addicted to drugs, but insists he didn't kill his wife Maggie and son Paul. He blamed most of his actions on his drug addiction. Former Vice President Mike Pence is urging the world to continue providing military support for Ukraine. While speaking at the University of Texas, Pence said the U.S. must accelerate the pace of military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine, saying the U.S. timeline in providing tanks is lagging. Sales of new homes on the rise. Figures show sales of new single-family homes rose 7.2% in January to an annual rate of 670,000 units. Industry experts caution that rising mortgage rates could dampen the trend. And spring training games starting today in Arizona. Games get underway tomorrow in both Arizona and Florida, with the MLB regular season starting on March 30th.
Yeah, that's coming up here pretty quick. So going back to the sales price. So you were saying sales price went up 7.7%?
Sales of new homes, not the price.
Sales of new homes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I saw a national report that national sales, like home sales, were going down, actually. But what you brought up was, well, it went down like month to month, but you're bringing up new home sales.
Yes.
So people are like, so this is new home builders. All right. Well, that's an interesting trend right there. And we just covered at the beginning of this show how inflation is actually still going up.
Yeah.
That in January it went up. So despite all this interest rate, the higher interest rates and everything, people are still buying stuff. And and it's not really slowing down the buying spend. In fact, it's increasing. That's why inflation went up. So very interesting assessment, I think. And it's a strange thing in the market where we see inflation, we see lots of job loss, but then at the same time, people are able to go get a job real quick.
Right.
You know, they're not out of work for very long. So kind of an interesting little economic era that we're in right now. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I saw that the old the contractor, the battle contractor,
Jesse LaCoste.
I saw that he was back out on bond again, and which surprised me. I thought they were not going to give him bond. That was the last time we covered, like 2 weeks ago. They
right.
Said no bond.
So that was Okaloosa County. So as I understand it, I'm just kind of reading through this. So while he was in prison in Okaloosa County, Santa Rosa County issued a new charge for missing a court appearance because he was in Okaloosa County. So he was either, and I'm not clear if he had, if he was just released after an appearance in Okaloosa County, or if they just transferred him to Santa Rosa County and then said, hey, you guys take care of it. I'm not clear on that. But it's, so, yeah,
you.
So he was moved back to Santa Rosa County and then posted bond.
That makes sense. And then, but then he's probably going to go back to Escambia, because Escambia was the one that was holding him and said that they were going to work out something with him. And, you know, there's been a lot of people who've made this argument that you know, he's bilked millions off of people, allegedly. And so he needs to go to jail for a long time. But then there's others who are saying he's bilked millions, but he's not going to be able to pay them back if he's stuck in jail. So I don't know.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, you know, I don't know what I don't know what goes on, what happens from here, because, you know, we had, I think last month he was at in front of the contractor competency board meeting where he requested a reinstatement of his license. They said no way. And so, yeah, I don't know what the end game is. I mean, how many, you know, like I know that the state attorney's office is in on this too. Because I mean, you know, there's so many of these cases and there's only charges that have been filed in now Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa County on just, you know, very few of them. So I don't know if that's sort of like a consolidating into like, hey, let's just, you know, prosecute these at once. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a legal expert on that.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy because it's in three counties so far that he's being charged. And I don't even think his brother-in-law that was in trouble, Matthew Banks, has three counties having issues. So, anyway, I guess we'll have to see how this all plays out. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Habitat for Humanity. I-10, I-110 showing no major slowdowns. Highway 90 throughout Milton, we do have an accident. This is going to be right off of Stewart Street, right in front of Milton Quality Bakery. We are having typical afternoon slowdowns all throughout Milton, but just keep that in mind on Highway 90. That's going to cause a little bit of extra slowdowns. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading into Pace. Everyday afternoon traffic on the bridge as well as on Sorrento Road. This is in West Pensacola leaving westbound on Sorrento Road near Bower Road. Expect delays. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Habitat for Humanity. The Pensacola Habitat Food Truck Festival is going to be on February 25th and 26th at Community Maritime Park. Follow Pensacola Habitat for Humanity on Facebook for more information. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, CNN weighing in on not necessarily Nikki Haley running for president, more about the reaction to Nikki Haley running for president. And it's for some people, they go, it's a little bit of a jaw drop, and enough so people are saying, wait a minute, is CNN changing their tune? We'll talk about that next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So CNN, Jake Tapper says we've seen the very ugly side of the left when it comes to Nikki Haley running for office. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, we've got your weekend movie preview, where we'll talk about the, we've got the top movies in the theater, but there's also some stuff on streaming to let you know about as well. So you'll want to stick around for that in about 10 minutes. And then also, let me tell you a little bit about the... There you go. Oh, there it is. I do want to bring this up. We were talking about home sales. We're down. So national home sales have been down. Yet, we got new home sales went up. I said, well, that's kind of an interesting thing because, wait, overall sales are down. Yet, overall home sales are down, yet new home sales are up. I was like, that's kind of strange. And I got a text here. Good point here. Home sales are down because there's no inventory. People don't want to give up their cheap mortgages. Prices remain high because of way more buyers. New home sales are up because there's no resales available. That makes a lot of sense, actually, because I know a lot of people like that who they're like, well, I'm not going to sell now because... I actually talked to somebody that they were assessing their house during the pandemic. They had time to do some remodeling that they planned on doing for a while, and they did an addition on the house and or something like that. And so basically, they added value to the home, and so they wanted to know what the new assessment was. They weren't even thinking about they were just thinking, what is the new value of my home based on my new upgrades and the addition? Not taking into account all of the inflation that occurred with home prices over the past 3 years. And when they found out how much equity they have in their home now, they were like, I think it might be time to sell. And then a very short time later, he was laughing to me. He goes, it didn't last very long. We got on the internet, immediately started looking for homes and places that we always thought would like to live, you know, and thinking, hey, we can finally afford that now. Obviously, this is somebody who has not been paying attention to the news, at least pertaining to real estate for a while, because he's like, so now we might be able to afford the where we always wanted to live over in this place or that place because we've got so much equity in our home. And he says, of course, then they looked it up and we're like, so I guess our home's not the only one that went up in price. So here's the thing. It's like you could sell your house right now, but where are you going to live? Like home prices have shot up everywhere in the whole country. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So let's see here. No, we're going to give those away next hour. So let me give you top three stories, then we'll get to your sports. Stock market today, Dow futures fell ahead of the inflation data. China, which is that inflation went up in January. China called for a ceasefire and peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. That's right, China doing a little bit of a 180 in their support of Vladimir Putin. And then a rare Michigan ice storm has knocked out power for 700,000 residents up there in Michigan. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and then we'll do our sports hit.
I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns. We have slow-moving traffic on 98 in West Pensacola. This is going to be 98 leading up to Lillian Highway. We have an accident with a roadblock causing slowdowns in both directions. Also, just expect typical afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90 on the bridge. And 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre is looking good. If you see something else, give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby.
Yep. Here's your sports hit.
That was my bad. That was good. I already said we're going to do the sports hit, and I'm just ready to talk. Shut your big pie hole, Bobby. It's Friday. All right, NBA is on ESPN. Coming up at 6:30 tonight, you can check out the Miami Heat against the Milwaukee Bucks. After that, Oklahoma City Thunder against the Phoenix Suns. Remember, Kevin Durant will not be playing tonight. He's scheduled to join the Suns on the 1st. NCAA, let's see which one. Men's basketball. You've got a game on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock, Richmond against VCU. On FS1, number 16, Xavier plays Seton Hall. Then the later games, USA. That's right. You can check out Southern Alabama playing University of Louisiana at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. And then the late game on FS1, Nevada plays Fresno State. NHL hockey going to be on ESPN+. Florida Panthers are hosting Buffalo Sabres, and Tampa Bay is not playing in that one. We've got some NCAA baseball underway right now as well. Right now, number 12, North Carolina is playing Eastern Carolina. So North Carolina is ranked 12th, Eastern Carolina is 11th, and North Carolina is leading 1-0 bottom of the third inning. Bottom of the first inning, still scoreless between number 17 UCLA and number 10 Vanderbilt. And later, Florida State Seminoles are going to be playing on ESPNU if you want to check out some baseball. It'll be at 6:30. They're playing number 8 TCU, so tough game right there for Florida State Seminole baseball. Then earlier today in softball, number 22 Baylor beat number 23 Maryland 5-0. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, in sports news. The MLS's marquee matchup for the opening weekend of the MLS was supposed to be at the Rose Bowl, and it has now been postponed due to a winter storm. That is something you don't hear a whole lot. A game at the Rose Bowl being canceled because of a winter storm. A soccer game. That's so bizarre. But they're having a blizzard warning in L.A. County. China has called for the I read the wrong thing. According to a report, Russell Wilson wanted the Seahawks to fire Pete Carroll and hire Sean Payton. He says that is not true. And then Brett Nagy has gotten the offensive coordinator role for the Chiefs for the second time. Jeff Bezos apparently hired an investment firm to consider a possible Washington Commanders bid. And over in basketball, Ole Miss has fired their college basketball coach Kermit Davis. His 74-79 record over five seasons. In the NBA, apparently the Hawks and Quinn Snyder are progressing in their deal to in their talks in order to hire him. And in college basketball women, Miami women's hoops has been penalized for a name, image, and likeness infraction. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Federal data, looking at the number of train wrecks. We were talking about this the other day, that it was eye-opening to me, the number of train wrecks that we have in the United States. I didn't realize how many we had on a regular basis. Now, a lot of them, most of them, the vast majority are minor things. Many of them happen actually in the rail yards. But 1,700 a year, I mean, that's a few per day. that's not one per day. That's a few per day. It's like, what? 1,700 per year has occurred since 1990. But federal data shows that the number of rail wrecks with hazardous material has actually been dropping a little bit. So rail incidences have accounted for 5% of the incidents involving hazardous materials. Most of them, by far, 87%, are highway incidents. So the most recent numbers available is it goes all the way up to 2021. And it goes, so you look at 10-year period to 10-year period. They had 2012 to 2021, there was 5,400 incidents involving hazardous materials and rail cars. That is down from the previous 7 years by almost 2,000, actually a little over 2,000. It was a little less than 2,000, sorry. It was 7,500. Oh, no, yeah, I was right the first time. So about 1,000 when you round. So 7,500 to 5,500 is the difference. So, and that, by the way, was down for the previous 10 years. From 1992 to 2001, there was 10,700 rail incidents involving hazardous materials. So since that period of time, 1992 to 2001, we're down 50% compared to that period of time. So we're getting a lot of this stuff in the news about this hazardous materials and hazardous rail incidents, but it's down dramatically compared to what it was 10 years ago and down significantly from where it was the previous 10 years. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. And if you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And we'll have the quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom and then our weekend movie preview. Stick around. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got your weekend movie preview coming up here in a second, but first, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby. Prosecutors in the double murder trial of South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh were zeroing in on the night his wife and son were killed today. Murdaugh testified for the second day, denied the series of calls he made shortly after the murders was an attempt to create an alibi. The house where four University of Idaho students were murdered will be torn down. The house is located near campus, and the owners gave it to the university, who made that decision. Lawsuits against Norfolk Southern are piling up following the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The law firm Johnson & Johnson recently announced it filed a class action lawsuit against the railroad on behalf of all residents within 30 miles of the derailment site. And a sequel is being published to the 1957 Dr. Seuss book, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. How the Grinch Lost Christmas will pick up a year after the original story and will show the Grinch trying to win the Whoville Christmas crown by making the best Christmas tree. The book's an official sequel, but is not based on anything from the Dr. Seuss archives. Bobby, I have no idea if Ron Howard and Jim Carrey are interested in making a sequel Grinch movie, but it wouldn't be the worst idea in the world, I don't think.
I don't think so either. I mean, Jim Carrey says he's done acting, though, so that might be a problem. So
This could lure him out of retirement, maybe. I don't know.
I was wondering. You think that would be something that would pull him out of retirement?
I think he has no desire to. My wife's talked about, she watched like some documentary on the Grinch movie and said like the amount of time that it took for getting in all that makeup and costume and everything. I think he's over that. Yeah.
Yep, I think so too. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
On our major highways, I-10 and I-110, we are running smoothly throughout our area. We do have slow-moving traffic, 98 throughout West Pensacola, getting closer to Lillian Highway intersection. We have an accident that's causing delays in both directions on 98. Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, expect typical afternoon traffic. If you see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's Friday. Let's talk some movies.
Now.
It's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, you got a few things out in the theater. You've got Cocaine Bear. That's the big one that's out in the theater. This is like Cocaine Bear. I don't know if you've seen the trailers for this. It seems like a comedy, yet also a little bit of a horror or something. Well, they call it a dark comedy. Elizabeth Banks is directing it, and it's about a black bear that ingests a duffel bag full of cocaine and goes on a rampage in a small Georgia town. Ray Liotta is in it. It was his last film before he passed away last May. And here's the thing. So it has Kerry Russell in it, Ice Cube's son, O'Shea Jackson, and also it's based on a true story. Kind of. It's loosely based on a true story of a bear that overdosed on some cocaine that had been dropped by some drug smugglers back in 1985. And by the way, the real cocaine bear was stuffed. They have the cocaine bear. He is sitting at the Kentucky Fun Mall in Lexington, Kentucky. You actually see the real life one. That's so very, very, very bizarre. There's a digital animation film called Mummies that's in limited release right now. And it's an animated adventure about Egyptian mummies who enter the land of the living. And then finally you have Jesus Revolution, PG-13. Kelsey Grammer plays a conservative California pastor who risks alienating his congregation by opening his church to all long-haired hippies who are inspired by the evangelical movement of the 60s and early 70s. And so, it's Jesus Revolution that's out in the theaters today as well. And then you got a couple things on streaming to let you know about. Die Hard the movie. This would be Kevin Hart. It's on Amazon Prime. Also has John Travolta in it, Josh Hartnett. This is where Kevin Hart plays himself, but a fictionalized version of himself, where he wants to be a leading man and an action star, but there's a catch. He has to train at the world's greatest action star school run by a lunatic. So it's a slapstick comedy. Die Hard the movie. It's on Amazon Prime. And on Netflix, we have A Ghost. Stars David Harbour and Anthony Mackie, Jennifer Coolidge. After finding a ghost in a murky past haunting their new house, a family becomes internet sensations and targets of a shadowy government agency. So there you go. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Today's sign of the apocalypse, we'll cover this more in the 6 o'clock hour, but one, single young man, only 63% are in a relationship, mostly due to porn, and two, most young men don't think monogamy is a proper relationship.